We are the hollow men. We are the stuffed men. Leaning together, headpiece filled with straw. Alas, our dry voices, when we whisper together, are quiet and meaningless, as wind in dry grass or rat's feet over broken glass in our dry cellar. Shape without form, shade without color, paralyzed force, gesture without motion. Those who have crossed with direct eyes to death's other kingdom, remember us, if at all, not as lost violent souls, but only as the hollow men, the stuck men. Eyes I dare not meet in dreams. In death's green kingdom. These do not appear. There, the eyes are sunlight on a broken tower. There is a tree swinging, and voices are in the wind. More distant and more solemn than a fading star. This is the dead land. This is the cactus land. Here the stone images are raised. Here they receive the supplication of a dead man's hand under the twinkle of a fading star. Is it like this in death's other kingdom? Waking alone at the hour when we are trembling with tenderness, lips that kiss form prayers to broken stone. The eyes are not here. There are no eyes here in this valley of dying stars, in this hollow valley, this broken jaw of our lost kingdom. Sightless unless the eyes reappear as the perpetual star, multifoliate rose of death's twilight kingdom, the hope only of empty men. Between the idea and the reality, between the motion and the act, falls the shadow, for thine is the kingdom. Between the conception and the creation, between the emotion and the response, falls the shadow. Life is very long. Between the desire and the spasm, between the potency and the existence, between the essence and the descent, falls the shadow, for thine is the kingdom. For thine is life is. For thine is. This is the way the world ends. This is the way the world ends. This is the way the world ends. Not with a bang, but with a whimper.